Blog Talk Radio.
McClure. And tonight is Friday. It is the 25th, the day before my Chicago book signing, the little intimate, private, come learn more book signing. That's going to actually be really good. Starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow, but you are going to enjoy me tonight. I am on fire. On fire. Hey, listen, we got a great show for you today. Or tonight, but first, before we get started, my producer just signaled me and said, you didn't get your crowd to clap, you didn't let them clap, so I got to let them clap for a second, because they love Don S. McClure. And yes, my audience, they really love me. They think I'm the greatest thing since apple pie, chunky cheese. I think it's Chuck E. Cheese. We got a great show for you tonight at 7:30. Mr. Al Brown is going to call, and he's going to talk to you guys about a serious issue about your health. Tonight we're doing a show about your life, making it better, and of course, like I said, if you want to email me, you can reach me at McClure Don S. at yahoo.com, or you can email me at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net, and of course you'll reach me and I'll write you back. And if you want to get my books, you can go to www.dsmpublications.net, and then you could order one of my greatest books, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels, or To Have a Friend. Matter of fact, we got a track that we're going to play. We got a new little PSA. Actually, it's a commercial that a gentleman named Les did, Les Wooten, and he's on the East Coast in Virginia, and he recorded a voiceover from my book, To Have a Friend. So before we get our show started, we're definitely going to play that. We got a lot of great artists for you tonight, and we're going to talk about your dosha, D-O-S-H-A-S. And what that means to you, and actually what is a dosha. So we got a lot of great things going on tonight. So before we get started with a lot of chatter, I got to send some shouts out to my friend Dave in Memphis, who has a poster company. Actually, he's got a large printing company. And now he does wrap bands. They wrap the material all around your car. And I remember when he started, we're going to tell you a little story about that. But we've got a great thing going on tonight. I can't tell you how excited I am, because I am, and I want to send a shout-out to the family in Nashport, Ohio, a couple who held hands at breakfast every morning, even after 70 years of marriage, and I know a lot of you find that hard to believe, and they died 15 hours apart. Helen of Nashville died at 92 years old on April 12th, and her husband, 91 years old, Kenneth, died the next morning. The couple had 8 children, and they say that the two of them were so inseparable that one time they slept in a bunk bed because they didn't care until they got themselves together. But she really loved him. So that's a long time to be married. Then, of course, we're going to talk about Reuben Carter, who was a boxer, very famous. And you saw the movie, The Hurricane, with Denzel, and it was good. It was really good. It was a true life story. He just died of prostate cancer, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get our show going so that we can keep you live and well. We're going to play a quick PSA, and then we're going to get to my favorite artist, somebody that you know that I like, and, yes, she's in the gospel market, so I'm going to play a little gospel tonight. God save me. I said my prayers. So hold on while we play this quick commercial for my book, To Have a Friend. When we come back, we're going to start our music tracks.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Woo! Now you tell me that that wasn't a good voice. So run out and get that book at my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and that is my book, To Have a Friend. And I'm telling you, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow at the book signing. But let's get into Erica Campbell, the white dress lady who wore a fantastic white dress, and a lot of the little Christian community was up in arms because she looked good, and she looked better than them, actually. And so they got kind of Jay. So I don't want them to be Jay. But Erica looked really good. She's one of the Mary Mary girls. So let's get to her. You are, and I'm telling you, I played this, looked at the video, and man, that's one fine gospel lady.
You are. Can you hear me sing?
Yeah.
I think y'all ready to go now.
Can I come to you?
was just amazing. That was I Care For You. Oh, and I know I can't sing, but that was like a track that I actually liked. That was by Aaliyah. That was called I Care For You, and I really liked that. But actually, it wasn't the track I wanted to play, but I guess that happens by board. I think I keyed in the wrong soundtrack. Man, that's just too much key for me in one night. Let's see if we get this track right before Mr. Al Brown comes in, because I actually wanted to dance. I like slow dancing, but that's not what I wanted to do at that one time. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and yes, I am alive and well, and I am the one and only, because I was born that way. Let's see if we get this right track now. I mean, I enjoy I Care For You. We'll come back to the slow tracks in a minute. This is Are You That Somebody? Let's Hope It Plays Right by Aaliyah.
Yes, I say no.
I really need somebody.
And I like that. East Coast, feel me. West Coast, feel me. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and we are playing the best music in the world. I mean, you can't get any better than Aaliyah. And you actually can't get any better than my girl, Mary J. Blige. We got a health show going on tonight. We got 5 more minutes before my man calls and we get on the show. And we are going to talk to Mr. Al Brown. But tonight, our show is about achieving a better, longer, and healthy lifestyle. And if you could see those pictures, that's the stuff that I got from Dr. Oz, telling us about trying to find the right dosha. And so that's going to be interesting because we're going to talk about a dosha. And each of us has a unique mix of 3 mind and body principles, which creates our specific mental and physical characteristics. These 3 principles are called doshas, D-O-S-H-A-S. Most of us have 1 or 2 doshas, which are most dominant in our nature, with the remaining ones less expressed. So we're going to keep talking about doshas because we want you to know. And yes, you can go to Dr. Oz's website and you can look up what a dosha is. The 3 doshas are known as Vata. I want you to write that down, V-A-T-A, Pitta, P-I-T-T-A, and Kapha, K-A-P-H-A. And I probably pronounced that wrong, but you can look it up. To find out your dominant dosha, you can take a quiz on that website. Your dosha type will be determined by the majority of mostly A, B, or C. It's the majority of your responses, and I want you to take that quiz and then tally your responses to find the best diet for your body type, which best describes your body frame. So you got some work to do, my fan base, and I want you to find out what your dosha is. So the next time somebody says, hey, are you a dosha? You can say, yeah, I'm a Pitta, or I'm a Vita, or I'm a Kapha, or I'm just like Don McClure. I'm the best-liked person in the world. What can I say? My producer said, stop playing the wrong soundtracks. That's what you need to stop doing. It is 7:26. Tonight is Friday. We got some new listeners in Chicago who say they are coming to the book signing tomorrow at 9043 South Euclid at the Residential Art Gallery of a great artist in Chicago named Anthony Stevens. And, man, that boy can draw. I think he could draw a chicken if a chicken sat down, but I know he could do his thing. So tonight, you're listening to my show, and I'm enjoying myself as I usually do on a Friday. I am so pumped up. I'm so pumped I could go play football. And I want you to look at those pictures because we're going to talk about relaxation. And what I do for relaxation, I fly kites, and there's some kites on there, and I'm getting ready to buy a new butterfly kite, and I mean it is beautiful. And late at night, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I go outside and kite fly, and I have a ball. A lot of times I'm hoping it don't rain and I get struck by lightning like one of the great scientists, but I like kite flying. That's something that I do for tranquility. And we're going to talk about guys because we want you to start getting more tranquil so that you could have better love affairs and love relationships with your wife, your girlfriend, I won't say the other woman, but whatever you're doing, I want you to have a healthy life. So, with that said, we're going to play a quick PSA, and then by that time, my favorite person should be calling in. So we're going to go with this PSA for the Heart Association, because I want you to live long.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. He estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decía eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Gobert por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
And I was just talking to my producer. We had a technical glitch. But he says, yes, you can hear me loud and clear. So we're going to do a testing, one, two, three. I'm just kidding. All right. You know, I was in a Wendy's before I came. And, yes, I'm telling you a story. I actually was at a Wendy's trying to get something to eat before I came to the studio. And you know what? The line was so long that they gave me a couple of free cheeseburgers. And I told them, thank you. I said, oh, that's so sweet. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my caller is calling in. We're going to key him in a minute. I'm looking for a call from Mr. Al Brown. Mr. Al Brown, is that you on our show?
Good evening, Don. How are you, man? This is me.
Hey, man. Man, you sound so – I like your voice, man. You sound like a radio personality.
So I've been told.
You're not good as me. Oh, well, good as me.
Good to hear from you, man. I have no complaints,
man. Well, you know, people don't know that we used to hang out. Do you remember Marietta's answering service?
Do I remember Marietta's? That's who pissed me off and made me go and start In Touch Communications.
That's right. You got your own company. That's how you got started. You got pissed off.
That's right. You know, we used to get pissed off and go do something about it. Now people get pissed off and want to shoot somebody, man.
Well, you know, they don't have a drive like we had when we were all hanging out, me, you, Pierre, Clark, everybody. We were trying to really build something, do something. Now they kind of give excuses and I can't do this, I can't do that. And I'm like, man, I don't want to do that stuff. People out there doing stuff. And I talk about you all the time when I was in Memphis, stuff like that, and I was so glad to have you come on the show to talk about a very important issue, because men are not getting checked, and I know the hurricane just died from prostate cancer, and when I knew you were working on that, I said, I want to get him on my show, because we got to get the guys straight, because they can't be with their girlfriends if they're not here anymore. So, I mean, they
got
to check.
You got that right. Yeah, it's really pretty bad, man, particularly in the black community. It's, you know, prostate cancer is bad among men, period. You know, like this year alone, over 30,000 men are going to die from prostate cancer. And that's a lot of men. That's, you know, that's quite a few people to be dying from a disease that's it's the easiest to treat when caught earlier. You know, when it's caught early, it's 85 to 95% beatable and treatable. But that's if you catch it in the early stage. But unfortunately,
I'm glad that you're bringing that up because I just had this conversation with some female friends of mine. And I was telling them that I was so amazed that at 24 and 26 years old, I already had a urologist. So I kind of knew to go get checked all the time. But I heard Steve Harvey say one time, he didn't start getting checked until he was 40. And I was like, I can't believe that. But again, the information that we need in our community, we don't get.
Well, you know, it's kind of done. We have to stop waiting on people to bring us information. You know,
okay.
James Brown said, open up the doors and I'll get it myself. We don't have any excuses for not having the information anymore. It's good if it can be brought to me. I mean, it's interesting. When the doctor told me about my PSA being high, I was like, what's a PSA? I thought that was a public service announcement. But, you know, I had never heard of a PSA before. You know, but the information is there, man. I was telling a group that I spoke with that used to be we had to go to the library and we had the Encyclopedia Britannica and the World Book Encyclopedias and stuff. But now we have this little box at home and on our phones that's called the Internet. So anything that you need to know about, man, you can go on Google or Yahoo and you can find it out. So we don't have the excuse of, you know, well, we didn't know. You know, we need to know. And if you don't know, then your life could be dependent on whether or not you knew or not. A lot of people are dead because they just didn't know, and they were waiting on somebody else to tell them.
Well, that's the thing. Just like you said, our community, whether it's mental depression, you know, we'll be gambling a lot or alcoholics, and we'll say, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just drinking a lot. And I think one of the problems is,
information is out there. I always say that people are using the internet. It's good to be on Facebook, but if all you've contacted is your friends, you've got a tool that opens up millions of doors of information. So I agree with you. There's no excuse. Well, what can men do to start getting themselves checked out?
Well, the first thing you got to do is realize that prostate cancer is a serious problem in the African-American community. It's you know, like I said, it's a serious problem among men, period, but more so than anywhere else, it's more serious with black men. Black men are dying at a rate of 2.5 times greater than white men from prostate cancer. One out of six men will get diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. And if we're dying at 2.5 times greater than white men, out of that 30,000 men that are going to die this year, I would probably suggest that about 20,000 of them are going to be black. And why are we dying from a disease that can be cured? I mean, that can be treated, I should say. And so it's based. A lot of people try to say that it's due to the lack of insurance and socioeconomic conditions and all that. But man, I can't buy into that, because even without insurance, you can go and get. They have free screenings all throughout the year, everywhere, all throughout the country. I've been in Hawaii, I've been in Atlanta, I've been in Rhode Island, I've been everywhere, and they have free screenings everywhere. They're free. We have a tendency to have a little bit of a problem with the traditional method of screening that used to be the main way, which was the digital rectal exam, the finger in the butt, and a lot of black men have an issue with that. They think that it somehow takes away their manhood. And so rather than lose my manhood, I'd rather not go, because I'm not going to have no doctor sticking his finger up in my butt. And, you know, for me, I tell them if all it takes is the doctor sticking his finger up in my rectum to make sure I'm alive, then give me his arm. I'm going to stick his whole finger up there myself, because you need to go and find out if the prostate is healthy. And the digital rectal exam is not even the main source, because I had a DRE when I first got tested in 2007. In 2008, I should say, and I got sent home with a clean bill of health, but it was the blood test. 5 days later, the blood test came back, and the PSA level was high. That's a prostate-specific antigen, the fluid that's generated by the prostate, and that was the indicator that there was a problem with my prostate. It doesn't tell you if you have cancer.
Yeah, well, see, that's why I agree with you. I was fortunate enough to have a urologist early. Dr. Crohn's was mine. I switched over when I went to Memphis. I had Dr. Seymour. So I had a couple of guys sticking their finger in my butt for like 10, 15 years. I didn't enjoy it, but it was my dad. But where I got it from, I was looking at the fact of that a lot of the white guys, when they got the crud or whatever we wanted to call it, non-specific urethritis or venereal disease, they had a doctor they went to. When we would get it, we would go to the Little Red Schoolhouse. We would try to dodge it. And I'm saying that because I was educated early. I said, you know what? If something's going on, I need to talk to somebody that knows. Now, I think our biggest problem, again, like you said, the image of us in schools being told about a gynecologist, but I found out that 75% of the black men and white men didn't have a urologist early. So I think that education is important. I think we have to talk about sex in a more serious tone, besides handing a kid a condom and saying that's the end of the story and telling the girl not to get pregnant. I think we have to do a better job, and I think shows like this, talking to you, what I want to know is what can the females tell their males, whether they have to drug them, beat them up, take them out the door, or deny them, or get them to start getting checked? Do they have to say, look, you ain't getting nothing else till you go get this checked? Or how do they do it? How do we convince black men that they need to do something?
Well, it's ironic that you bring that up. I became an advocate during the first period when I was before I actually started my treatment. I became an advocate and a speaker, and I actually flew back and forth from Houston to Chicago, from Houston to Chicago every weekend and facilitated workshops. And for the first 2 years, I did that through a small grant. And the third year, the state cut the funding. And the problem was I still kept getting phone calls, and I thought about it. Statistics show that most men who survive prostate cancer are men who have women in their lives that love them enough to encourage them to go and get screened. If you talk to Charlie Wilson and some of the other cats, they'll tell you the same thing. So I came up with an idea to see if I can get women to go out and go and talk to men. So I got this organization called Time for the 99, and it was a real simple process. It's like if I can get 99 women to each go out and encourage 99 men each to get screened and then raise $99 by getting a dollar donation for a pen, that would represent 9,086 men who would at least be educated about prostate cancer. and encouraged to go and get screened. And we started that organization about a year and a half ago. And what I tell the women, because some of them say, well, you know, men are hard-headed, they're pig-headed. I say, you know what, tell that brother he ain't getting no sex, you ain't cooking, he got a stomach account. You know, just take, you know, do what you do when you want that fur coat or when you want that new car or when you want that whatever you want, because women tend to know how to get men to do what they want them to do. So I can't think of a better reason to hold out on whatever favors that he expects in order to get him to go and get screened, because, as you said, if you have a healthy woman and a healthy family and the brother goes and gets caught off guard with late-stage prostate cancer and dies, it's over. Or even if he just gets sick, you've got to take care of him. It does affect families all the way around.
Well, you know what, and I'm glad we're talking about this. This is something that, again, I tell people, it's nice to have the shows where we do the fluff stuff. I mean, because I'm all about fluff, I'm all about PR, but then there comes a time that we have to talk about how do we get our guys and our women to live longer lives, like the couple I talked about. They live to be 90 together, nobody else but them two holding hands, going through the storms. And to me, I know you probably know Larry O'Connor. He's been married to his wife for God knows
sure.
how long.
Talk to Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Just talk to him down in Atlanta.
There's a lot of people. Yeah. See, there's a lot of positive images out there. So if we don't start putting those out there, and like you say, tell the young ladies or older women or middle-aged, whatever they want to call themselves, hey, you're going to have to address this issue. Maybe you got to say it to him while he's asleep. You got to say, look, baby, I love you, but you ain't getting nothing till you get up in the morning and go. And he'll probably remember it or either beat her up or something.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully you won't go into an abusive situation. Yeah. But it's a necessary conversation.
About that.
It's a necessary conversation.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, these are the ones that we have to have at the coffee. While you're dancing, just talk to him about it. You know, you got to find a way to introduce it. That's my whole point.
Yeah.
We have to
start
introducing
it. I'm kind of an old school cat, so, you know, I shoot straight with no chaser, and I come really direct with it. And when I speak to the brothers, I don't talk to them and hold their hand and sugarcoat it. I just explain to them, you don't have to do anything. This prostate cancer will come and meet you, and it will kill you, period. That's it. There's no in-between. There's no, you know, what if, and it's, you know, there's no racial prejudice because I'm black. None of that. Either you go get screened or you don't. If you go get screened and you find out if by chance you do have the cancer and you catch it in the early stage as I did, then you get treated. I've been cancer-free for 5 years as of May 1st. I haven't had any, you know, major problems that a lot of people have. I still have all of the benefits that I had before the treatment because I did my research and I got one of the best treatments available. But you gotta, if you don't even know you have it, then it creeps up and keeps on going, and then it catches you off guard. By the time you go to find out that you have it, it's when you start having issues. By then, it's probably too late, and you're probably going to die. And that's it.
Man.
That's the end of the story. There's no fluff in between. Either you get screened and you find out and you correct it, or you don't get screened and it sneaks up on you and kills you, period. And that's the end of that story. Now, that's the reality that we have to deal with.
Right. I want you to hang with us, because I want to talk to you more about your organization, because I definitely want to put that out there. I want to play this quick track, because it's talking about hood love and how these girls are trying to get their guys to straighten out. Then when we come back, I do want to talk more about this 99 organization you got. I know I just joined, and I want to get other people to get serious about that. But let me play this track. I don't want you to go anywhere. Just hang with us for a minute, because I want you to hear hood love. Because I love that track, because that's, you know, I'm still hip-hopping. I still wear my hat to the side and stuff, my dog glasses. So.
As long as you don't wear your pants under your, as long as you don't wear your pants on your knees, okay.
Oh no, I ain't got that far yet. I ain't got that far, but I got a little something, you know.
Okay. A little swagger.
Okay. I'm telling you, man, just hang with it for a minute. Let me play this
track.
They'll talk about you and me. I know sometimes I go high. for no reason at all. Put your soul through the business and test the weight of your heart. Cause when you're back on the wall and there's a shortage of friends, you know that I'm with you until the end.
99.org, www.time4the99.org. Time4the99.org is the organization, and you can always give me a call if you want, 773-351-5463. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. But we've got a national organization of women that are doing an awesome job of, you know, grabbing these brothers and just giving it to them straight with no chaser. And I'm so proud to have some of these dynamic sisters who've taken up the charge because they realize that, you know, it's kind of like a conversation with breast cancer. You know, I mean, women, it's funny how men and kids and dogs, we walk, dance, and crawl and do everything for breast cancer, and that's a great thing. But what about these brothers? Okay. They need to have somebody that, you know, will at least turn around and say, well, look, you need to go and get screened because I want to make sure I'm healthy, and I need you to be healthy too because our family needs you to be healthy. So it's a family affair.
Okay, so it's kind of like we need to talk more about the families and take a realistic view of what we're doing, how we're doing it, where we're trying to go to for the future.
I'm going
to
tell you something, Don. I don't care if you're 6'2", 350 pounds with 10 black belts and two machetes on your back. if the doctor tells you, Don, you have prostate cancer and you have 6 months to live, your whole life is going to just run past your face. I've seen, you know, grown men with tears in their eyes because we're just not psychologically or emotionally prepared to hear about anything that's going to kill us.
Okay.
And so I've had people that said
it. What do you think about the diet part of it? What do you think about
diet is very
diet
important. It's the cure for prostate cancer, like with everything, is not just medical. It's not, you know, I think it's a holistic approach that you have to take with everything in terms of our lives. You got to change your diet. You have to add exercise to your regimen. And your attitude has to change. You have to clear your mind of all the stress levels and stuff. And when you go and get a holistic approach to, you know, getting the cure, then I think for me it was never about the cancer. It was always about me, because the prostate cancer was just something that got my attention and made me realize that you need to get back on what you used to be on. Get back on top of your health. Start paying attention to what's important to you. And we take so many things for granted in our daily lives.
Well, that's true. That's why I was saying that find something where you can relax. I like to kite fly. And I go out at night or in the day on a Sunday after I'm through writing, and I take my kites out there, and that whole tranquility, I just got a new teeter-totter, and I'm always going up and down, blood flow, the whole thing. So, you know, I'm always trying to stay active, but I'm looking for other answers also, medical things with the diet, to make sure that I'm not damaging things that I'm trying to prevent from coming here.
Well, you know, I came across statistics 5 years ago when I was speaking, and I just recently saw where somebody just spent a whole bunch of money to come up with the same statistics again, that they said that over 90% of the prostate cancer has been directly linked to our diet. You know, the fat foods and the grease and the you know, the sugar and all the things that the processed foods and stuff. You know, we're eating 99-cent chicken nuggets and 2 liters, and we've got the most obesity rate of any country in the world. And, you know, we shouldn't be, because we have the most resources, but I think it's a matter of prioritizing, learning how to eat to live instead of living to eat.
Well, you know, I heard something that somebody said on one of the clips that I had, and I found it to be so amazing. I'm trying to find it because it made a lot of sense, and it was concerning just some other issues. And I said, you know what, this is really good the way they put that, and I want to put that across the airways. I'm trying to find it so I can read it to you, because it was really a phenomenal thing. It said, without proper diet, medicine is of no use. With proper diet, medicine is of no need. And that, to me, man, was the thing that, like I said, with the Dr. Oz thing, it was like, hey, you know, without the proper diet, you know, medicine is not going to work, but with a proper diet, you won't even need any medicine. There's no need for that. So I think we have to address the fact of, I know we like pork chops, I know we want to eat soul food, I know we like restaurants that want to promote that, but it's just not healthy for us.
Yeah, you know, I stopped eating pork in 1969, and now what I do is I learned how to eat what loves me instead of what I love. Because if, you know, if you really, we talk about we love ourselves, and my thing is if you really truly love yourself, then you learn how to treat yourself and stop cheating yourself. We're eating like slaves in 2014. You know, we have more money, and I mean, we have all the access, but we eat like slaves. The soul food that we call soul food, we're eating the leftovers that were used to be thrown out that the slaves had no choice but to eat. Now we eat it like it's a delicacy, but it's killing us. But we are just so caught up into it, and people say, well, you know, we've been eating it all our lives. We're going to die from something. Well, it won't be that. You know, we're all going to die from something, because ain't nobody getting out of this alive. And it's not a matter of how long I live, but the quality of my life while I'm alive. I don't want to be decrepit and, you know, just disappearing and dying from cancer and other diseases so that I can live 100 years. I'd rather live a shorter period of time with a greater life lifestyle than to live a long time and be in a decrepit mode. But it's an attitude change. We have to have an attitude change.
Well, see, that's something that I believe in. If you believe in yourself, and that's one thing, like I said, I'm going to live to be 800 anyways, and I'm going to have a good life, because I'm like, I hear God talking to me all the time, Don, make sure you eat that pork chop. And I say, okay, I won't die. Thank you. I won't die. But my thing is this. The more we pay attention to, I want to have a healthy life. I refuse. I don't use the word retire. I don't want to talk about hospice, senior citizen homes. I don't want a medical alert, because I'm going to take care of me so I don't have to have that stuff. And that's going to be the thing that I think we have to drive home to people. So I want you to give them that website one more time and that phone number.
Yeah, it's www.timeforthe99.org. And the number is 773-351-5463. And I just want to quickly say that if Steve Harvey started getting screened at 40, he was doing better than most. Statistics have been, not statistics, but it's suggested that men, white men at 50 start going to get screened, and black men at 40, because we're the highest risk of any men in the entire world for prostate cancer. And we are 60% more likely to get prostate cancer than anybody else, and 2.5 times more likely to die from it. So at 40 years old, the average brother should go and get screened. There was actually a guy 29 years old who had prostate cancer during the time that I was diagnosed.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing why I say we have to get serious about conversations about sex, about realistic conversations. And again, like I said, I was fortunate enough to be around some guys that kind of guided me, but like you say, everybody wasn't doing it. I still find a lot of African-American men and other guys saying, you know, they haven't been to a urologist. They still don't know what a lot of that is. And I'm going like, no, you should have that. But I think that our conversations have to be serious some points.
Oh, yeah. It's a matter of deciding, you know, how if you want to live, first of all, because it's a choice you make. And the choice you have, you know, whatever choice you make, you got to be able to live with it or possibly die from it.
Well, man,
make the wrong choice,
I'm in the group.
Yeah, that's the men for the
99. Yeah.
I was just going to say the men for the 99 is a support group for the female advocates, and I'm looking forward to getting more men to have those conversations on Facebook about the prostate or about personal things. I mean, you know, not being able to get an erection, you know, maybe happen to have a stem plant implant into your penis to open up the blood flow. There's so many conversations that brothers just are not going to have, not even with each other. But you need to have them because there's so many solutions out here for a lot of the problems that brothers are having. And when I say brothers, I mean men in general, but black men really got to get up on top of things, and so we won't be dying 2.5 times greater than everybody else from the same disease.
Well, that's true. That's why I said I think that it's good to be on Facebook. It's good to have friends. It's good to talk about our books and stuff like that, but it's also very serious for us to talk about something that we could start addressing, because I'd like to see a lot more of us, you know, be around for quite a long time and maybe address it. Maybe we can't catch them all, but we could try to catch them.
Oh, yeah. I'm a member of several groups, and one particular group, it's like one or two black men in the group, but, you know, Bill and Jay and all those cast men, we talk about everything. And it's amazing. If I can get the brothers to come on and do the same thing. And it's not like nobody is ashamed of it. And, you know, you want to know what you can do to fix whatever's broken. You ain't got time to be dealing with your ego and your attitude. So that's what we need to do, more dialogue, more shows. I appreciate coming on your show today and look forward to getting more involved with, you know, what you're doing and promoting your books at the same time that we're promoting what's going on with our health. Because without the health, books don't mean anything.
That's true, because you can't buy a book if you're gone. Your girlfriend has a book about, you know, romantic images of you, and it won't be so loose, but you'll be gone.
If the prostate cancer gets loose, you won't have to worry about romancing. Believe me, that's the last thing you'll be thinking about.
I know, man. I know that's why I kind of like romantic images of you where my heart belongs. Get healthy so you can buy my book and go get your girlfriend happy or whatever.
It'd be more like go-mantic.
I'm telling you, man, like go.
All right, Don.
It's been a pleasure having you on my show, man.
Always, man. I look forward to coming on again, man. And, you know, like I said, either you're networking or you're not working, man. And I see you're networking.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to network till I leave out of here, like I said, 800 years, man. I just talked to Moses yesterday, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, well.
Hey, man, thanks for calling on my show, though.
It's a pleasure, Don. Take care of yourself. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
And that was my guy, Al Brown. And, again, he was giving up some important information that we had to spend some time on. And everybody knows I love to play my music. I love to do my show. But also when it comes to something serious, we have got to get involved with that. We're going to go to a track. And, of course, it's still going to be talking about something serious. It's where this young lady named Denise Williams, she was trying to figure out why she was so crazy about this guy when he wasn't crazy about her. And she called herself silly. So when you get into a relationship that you're not happy with, when you get with a guy and you know he's not calling you back and he ain't talking to you all the time, look in the mirror and say, you know what, why am I being silly? Because I already know you're not into me, and I need to go find somebody that wants to be into me. So if you're in a bad relationship or you're not doing right or maybe the love is gone, then you know what, look in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm not going to be silly anymore.
Let's listen to Denise Williams. We got 31 more minutes until the Don S. McClure show, and I am having a ball. And yes, I get checked. Don't like to get checked, but I do get checked, and I'm trying to live a healthier life. So let me play Denise Williams and Philly.
Me.
Man, that girl could hit some notes. That was Denise Williams doing Silly. And again, it's not just the females. The guys, if you know you're not being treated right, look in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm just not going to be silly anymore. I just can't take it. I'm gone. Not gone, but I'm gone. That was Denise Williams and Silly, and you're on the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only, the only one that God made, and my mommy and daddy is Don S. McClure. We're going to go through another track by Visca, and it's called Congratulations. And I guess she's congratulating the guy that is getting married, or she didn't know he's going to get married. Or I don't know. I don't know what the whole story was, but it was by Visca. This was a heck of a singer, too. I mean, Visca was really good, and she died from an enlarged heart, from what I understand. But, man, this girl could cut. So you're listening to my show, and again, Friday night. And, yes, I'm going to go out and party, and I'm not going to eat any pork. I'm done with pork, so I'm not going to eat anymore because I want to live to be 942. Forget the 800. So let's get to Visca, and then when we come back, I'm going to play a PSA, and we'll be ready to jam some more, and we got to talk about a healthy lifestyle. And your dosha, don't forget, I want you to talk about your dosha.
Turned around and had me for confession.
guest called Congratulations, and I guess she was congratulating the guy that was getting married, and I cried on that. I said, and I guess I felt bad. I don't know. But anyway, that was Vesta doing Congratulations. I wonder, could I really congratulate my ex if she got married? I guess I could. I'd probably give a party. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And we got 18 more minutes to go, and as I said, we're talking about the dosha. Now, I found out my body type is a vita, which means that medicines considers your diet to be the best way to keep your body type in balance and fight disease and aging. And it's called A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-I-C. So I don't know how to pronounce that, but that's what you're supposed to work on. The vita body type is typical, which is a much smaller body frame, because I got a small body frame. This type is very cold and dry, so try these foods and meals to balance out yourself. Now, I want you to find out what yours is, but mine is a vita, and it says that I should eat warm, soft, obnoxious, I guess, oily cooked foods. Raw vegetables and salads should be generally avoided. Ew, I didn't know that. Raw vegetables, okay, I got to check that out. Drink room temperature or hot beverages. Breakfast should consist of cooked cereal, cooked oatmeal, stewed fruits, or soaked fruits. Sound like somebody like 77 years old or something. Avoid cold drinks and frozen desserts. I know I ain't going to do that because I love ice cream. I don't know. I'm going to go back and check this thing again. But so far, I've been eating pretty well and staying pretty healthy. So I want you to check out your type. And the one thing I don't want you to do is go with just one person's opinion. I love Dr. Oz. I love Dr. Phil. I like all the doctors on TV, but also check with some other people and see how the holistic thing can work for you, too. I think that dosha thing is inside of that. So tonight I want you to write that information down, find out what your dosha is. I know what my okey-doke is, but find that out because, again, I want you to be around for a long time. I just don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we got 16 more minutes into the show, and, of course, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, in Chicago, Don S. McClure.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Don't forget to get checked. We're going to go into a track by Letticy called Let's Stay Together. And you know the person that made this track famous was Mr. Al Green. But now, Letticy also did a great job on that song. So let's listen to Letticy. Listen, Let's Stay Together. Let's stay together, guys and girls. Let's try to make the relationships last a little longer.
Well, the good day,
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do, it's all right with me. And I want to spend my life with you. Since, babe, since we've been together, oh, loving you forever is what I. Let me be the one you come running to. by people
like me. And I want you to go see the movie called Noah. Then you'll really like that movie. But let's listen to Lauryn Hill doing Killing Me Softly, an original by Roberta Flack.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Singing my life with his words. And they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to put whoever out we need.
Woo! Okay. That was a heck of an ending to a song. All right, we're about to get out of here. We're gonna play Mary J. Blige, My Girl. And she's doing a track called You Are My Everything. And of course, we played it before by somebody else, Vanessa Williams. But it was originally done by Stylistics. Man, my show has flown by. We're going to play Mary J. Blige doing Everything. And, man, I'm so in love with that. And my fans, you are everything to me. I love you. And I got to play this track. And I love my family, my friends, my fans, my girl, my maid, my butlers, my producer. Don, get off this radio. Don, I'm to play the track. And listen, everybody, have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. See you tomorrow, my book signing. We're going to take it out with Mary J. Blige singing Everything, and I always say enjoy life. That's all you have. And catch me next Friday. I'll be in Atlanta on Saturday, so I'm going to do my show Friday. Hey, how about that?
I'm never sad and blue. You brighten up my day, and you're in fast your way. Whenever you're around, I'm never feeling down. You are my trusted friend, on you I can depend. You take me away.
You to have a good weekend, and like Mary J. Blige said, you are my everything. Good night, my fans, and I love you so much. You're my sweetie beaties. Good night.